93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Warner, it is the Tay and Jay Show. Monday, and we have got a special treat because we are turning our attention to baseball and bringing on Cardinals broadcaster John Rooney from the West Coast, actually in Arizona now. How are you, John?
I'm fine. Where's the weather?
Well, we decided to skip it, John, because we thought we want to get as much John Rooney as we can. How about that?
I want to hear what the weather was like back home. I'm disappointed. That's my favorite program on your station.
It's 62 degrees here, John.
Oh, thank you. Now we can proceed.
And it's probably, what is it, probably triple digits in Arizona, right?
No. It's about 62 here as well.
Wow.
It is absolutely gorgeous. I used to spend a lot of time in the offseason down here. Of course, the White Sox trained down here about the last 8 or 9 years I was with them, and I really miss the Phoenix and Scottsdale area. And where we train in West Palm and Jupiter, it's the best part of Florida by far, but I'm probably a bigger fan of training in Arizona than I am Florida.
That's interesting. John Rooney, Cardinals broadcaster. And, John, it's hard to say in the second week of the season that a win was huge. But I'm telling you, that win yesterday by Kyle Loesch and that performance and the hit by David Freese, I mean, that was just a big win for the Cardinals, wasn't it?
Well, I've tried to explain, Holiday has been out, and Mike and I have touched on this several times, that when you move a big bopper out of your lineup, if you take Albert out for a while and you have to move someone else from lower in the lineup up to number three or four, then you're going to leave a gap down in the lower part of the lineup, and you're going to put people in position where they're probably going to try to do more than they're capable of. And I think the Cardinals did just that in the first nine games. Having Matt Holiday back yesterday put people back in slots they're more accustomed to, and having Holiday in there was a big mental lift. And then the pitching performance the Cardinals got from Loesch and Trevor Miller did a nice job yesterday. We've had really good pitching. I don't have any problem with the pitching at all. Westbrook is going to get better and better as he comes along. He's probably the one starter who has sputtered so far, but the other guys have looked great. And that's why I'm interested in seeing Kyle McClellan tonight in this ballpark here in Phoenix, where he hasn't done so well as a relief pitcher in the past. I look for him to have a pretty good night.
John, what's different with Kyle Loesch right now? I mean, what's different from last year? What is he? Have you seen anything different with his motion?
No, he's healthy. Okay. That's the main thing. He's absolutely healthy. He was hit on the forearm by a pitch and had a funny injury where he got his arm twisted up, falling, trying to catch a ball and make a play on a ground ball. And he wasn't right for about a year and a half. And a lot of people questioned his toughness. And I see now that what he went through with his surgery, and a very rare forearm surgery, it's more for volleyball players or for roller derby. You see people like that that do a lot of rollerblading and all that that have injuries the way that they have to use their forearms and one thing and another, and might be more accustomed to that type of injury and maybe football than baseball. But Loesch is able to command his pitches now. If he's trying to throw it low and outside, chances are it's going to go low and outside. There were times before his surgery he'd want to throw it low and outside, and Yadier or the other catchers would have to jump for a high inside pitch. He just had no idea where the ball was going to go. It wasn't going from point A from his brain to point B down to the right hand, and it didn't work. And now it is, and he looks like the pitcher we saw when he won 15 games 3 years ago.
You know, John, a lot of times I'm sitting here thinking, well, you know, I know the Cardinals are off to a rough start, et cetera, but I think to myself, St. Louis just had a chance to sweep the Giants, basically, in San Francisco. I mean, I guess if you look at it the other glass half full situation, and never mind the Franklin saves, et cetera, at the end and the Rasmus, I mean, the Cardinals are still battling through this, aren't they?
Well, and Franklin should have a couple of other saves, too.
I agree.
The Rasmus didn't make a play. There have been plays that were not made behind Frankie, and he needs to stay strong because I think he's still the Cardinal closer in my mind. He's that way in Tony's mind and John Mozeliak. And until you bring some of the other younger guys along to fit them into that role, that 27 out isn't the easiest. And just ask Brian Wilson, who has been bopped around a little bit in his first two outings with the Giants. He had to come back from injury from an oblique problem, gave up three runs his first outing, and then he probably should have had strike three on Ryan Terrio, but the home plate umpire, Bruce Dreckman, didn't call it. And then Terrio got him, dinged him for a two-run single and a blown save. The closer trying to get that 27th out, I don't care who you are, I don't care what team it is, everybody is nervous about his closer, even with Mariano Rivera in New York right now. As he gets older, the Yankee fans are on the nervous side as well. But with Franklin, he should have had a couple more saves. But, yes, they needed the win yesterday. I don't care when it is. If you're struggling and you're working hard, and they probably should have only lost a couple of games, if that,
right
out of the gate. They've been in all but one ball game that I can recall, maybe another against the Pirates. But they should have won two out of three against San Diego, certainly mm-hmm. should have won two out of three against the Pirates, and could have won all three in San Francisco. Now, that should have and could have.
Exactly.
The reality is they're 3-6 and going to Arizona, and let's see if they can ride some momentum. But having Matt Holliday back in the lineup yesterday, I think that was not only a big lift for the lineup, but a big lift for the club and maybe all of Cardinal Nation.
Cardinals broadcaster John Rooney joining us. And hopefully for Cardinals fans, Holliday helps with Albert Pujols, who's hitless in 5 of 9 games so far this year. We haven't seen this kind of stretch out of him, and we could speculate to the reasons. But, John, I was listening to you guys the other day, and you brought up how he's taking more pitches now and how that might, you know, help in the future.
Well, he's not expanding his strike zone. That's why I think Albert is just about ready to break out. And he's hit the ball hard on some double play balls. That's why he's hit into 6 so far this year. If he happened to be striking out and he was trying to do too much and hitting some weak ground balls and little pop-ups, then I'd be really concerned. He had a very slow start in 2007 and still put together a monster year, and he's going to do the same. He's healthy. He feels good. And he was talking to me saying, he said, April 9th, that's going to be a day we're going to look back at where we've talked right here. And when the season is over, things are really going to start to click. Some of the outs he's made, he's hit some hard line drives, warning track fly balls, that if he happened to center it just a fraction of an inch, then he has a home run. So he's not that far off. David Freese, Mike has commented, he thought right at the end of the homestand that he was about ready to take off. And he did on Sunday, did yesterday. And I think you're going to see a pretty consistent performance from Alan Craig. I think he's ready to take the role of playing part-time, coming off the bench as a pinch hitter. And I like what I've seen from Tyler Green so far, filling in the infield. And don't forget, there's a guy named Nick Punto who's yeah. just about ready to take batting practice. Correct. And he hasn't been cleared to run yet, coming back from sports hernia surgery. He's down in extended spring training. That I'm hoping we see him when we get toward middle of May, maybe toward the end of May. And he's a better glove than we have at second, short, and third right now. And that's saying something the way Freeze is playing. But Nick Punto is one of the best fielders in baseball, in my mind.
John, did you see anything different in the Cardinals in the locker room after this game? Did you see any, you know, like a sigh of relief almost? It seems like
oh,
they
no.
just needed that.
You're not going to see that in baseball.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. I mean, where you have the 12-game schedule, is it now, in football, and
sure.
and you have about 30 games you're going to play, and maybe more if you get into the NCAA tournament, you'd see that on a college level, and you'd probably see that in an NFL locker room where you have a 16-game schedule. This is 162, guys,
yep, right.
and they're just out of the gate. And there are more smiles than there were, say, getting on the bus on Saturday night, but they can't let that get to them, and I don't think they did. I think the important thing is, they bounce back after two just heart-crushing losses.
Sure.
I mean, not breaking your heart,
sure.
just absolutely stomping it. And then they played so well yesterday. That's a testament to how good I think this team can be, and that's what we hope to see. Let's hope that's a building block, and we'll know more here a week from now.
Yeah, exactly. John Rooney, final question for me. I've always found this fascinating because you've got a job that I would had always kind of dreamed of doing one day. I wanted to be the next Jack Buck, and you're sitting in that. But I thought about this the other day when you and Mike, were talking about getting on a plane, flying to Arizona, and I don't think people, you know, they don't think about you guys as well. You know, you're away from home for 2 weeks at a time. What's that like? What do you pass the time doing, John, like right now, for instance?
Well, right now I was getting ready to work on the Inside the Numbers feature for American Equity Mortgage.
Okay.
And then I was going to change clothes and go to the ballpark and then mill around down in the field for a while, renew some acquaintances with people I know with Arizona. Hope to see Roland Heeman down there. Rolly was a longtime general manager of the White Sox, and Tony managed. He was one of the people who hired Tony as a manager and later went on to Baltimore and was the GM down here when Arizona won the World Series and was a consultant to Kenny Williams when the White Sox won the World Series in 2005. This guy has probably put more people in major league front office jobs and helped more scouts than anybody. There's a thing called the non-uniform personnel plan that is in place for front office employees in Major League Baseball, for retirement and all that. That's Roland who helped put that together. And he's helped take care of a lot of scouts who were down and in need and a lot of front office folks who have had tough times over the years and has helped with bat for the ball players who were not around before this organization of the Players Association. They have such a great pension now, but the old-time players don't.
Sure.
And that's why I love seeing Roland, people like that. I talked to a lot of folks and had lunch down the street here from the hotel in Phoenix. I just sat down at the bar because I was by myself today and reading the paper, and a gentleman comes up and sits down. His name is Chris Shelton, and he's from St. Louis. Works out here in investment broker business, and we were talking Cardinal baseball at lunch and and how he gets home to see his mom every now and then, and having lunch in San Francisco before going to the ballpark Saturday. I was sitting next to a Hispanic couple, and they were all dressed up in San Francisco Giants gear, and we got to talking. I said, "I'm out here for baseball." I said, "Well, so are we. Our son is Javier Lopez, who pitches for the Giants." So you run into all kinds of folks when you're out and about, but I like to get out, walk around, and I'm big into music, and I keep the movies stocked on the iPad and watch a lot of video when we're on the plane because we have 4 or sometimes 5 hours to kill on the airplane.
Sure, sure. Well, John Rudy, that's neat. I know that's something I've always just because that's a lot of time away. But we appreciate your time today. You've got a baseball game tonight. We'll all be listening right here on the Connect FM. So good luck to you. Good luck to the Cardinals. And thank you very much, John.
Well, we're really happy to have the Connect FM with us there in the Champaign area. And you guys do a great job for Cardinal Nation. We can't thank you enough.
Well, we appreciate it, John.
Thanks,
and we'll
John.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye now.
All right, that is John Rooney, Cardinals broadcaster. And I'll see him next week.
I heard a hint of jealousy in your voice.
Well,
you want his job.
Was it obvious?
You're gunning.
Was
You're
it
gunning
obvious?
For his job. 359 call. We'll open up the phone lines. 217-359-2255. Back in the Tane J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.